This is Racing HQ. We're broadcasting from Wagga. Looking forward to Town Plate Day today and looking forward to maybe yelling and screaming out for local trainer Chris Haywood. He's dominated the local media here this morning, the Daily Advertiser. The back page has Chris standing there with his two-pronged attack for today's 4X Gold Wagga Town Plate. He comes up $1 million on the back page. That's what he just told me to say anyway. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. Good to talk to you. I mean, it's a name, isn't it, for any local trainer, wherever they live, to have horses run at your carnival and to have two in the Town Plate. It's a big thrill for the owners and yourself.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a bit of a goal. You're trying to aim these horses. We probably don't have the quality to sort of match up to these type of races. So if you can get into it, you've done well.
Yeah. Tell us about the pair.
Both nice horses on the way. Mitchell Rhodes, you know, Mr. Consistency. He's always puts in no matter what. You know, he always tries, and this preparation's been terrific. He went well in the championships and freshened up nice. 1,200's probably his better distance, more than 14.
I loved him at Albury.
Yeah, he was enormous.
Yeah.
Enormous.
I mean, just the way, he'd been threatening to do something, mate, hadn't he, so many times?
Yeah, definitely had. And he had to carry a bit of weight that day.
Yeah.
And we give him a run in the City Handicap before the championships. And, you know, coming from the 14 back to the 12 with that 2 weeks, probably just a little bit dour for the for the 12. But now he's back to the 12 and he freshened him up for it. He really enjoys it.
He won't know himself. As you mentioned, what did he carry there? 61 and a half. And drops to 54 today.
Yeah, won't know what hit him.
Yeah, exactly. Where does he position up? Where do you? What would you like to do with him from this draw?
Look, he's an on-speed runner, so you know he sort of needs to be in that first three or four. You know, and he seems to just grind away. He doesn't have an electric sprint, but he'll kick away all day.
Lily Coombe, who takes the ride today, rode the horse in the country championship. So tell us a little bit about Lily.
Lily, she came to me about 3.5-4 months ago now, and she's wonderful. You know, she's terrific to have around. She's always happy, always bubbly, rides really well.
Local?
No, she's originally from Albury.
Okay.
Yeah, so but she loves it here, and I love having her. So
yeah, fantastic.
Good.
Great opportunity for you to be able to put her on Mitchell Road. And as I say, at least she's ridden Mitchell Road too.
Yeah, and she knows him quite well. She rode him right through the championships. The only reason she missed out on the ride the other day was because she got out it. So Nick took the ride and swapped around this time.
What about the other runner in the race, Lacura?
He's drawn
a lot better today.
Yeah, definitely. And the gates seem to suit him. If he draws a nice gate and jumps fair, he's a bit of a dark horse, this horse. His first few runs this preparation, he's had a few injury problems. And he showed last start that he was just coming back. And getting to the 12, I think he'd be screaming out for it as well.
When I say a better barrier, I was meaning a better barrier than Mitchell Road, because this horse, last two or three runs, have drawn pretty positively.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah.
So they're both realistic chances, do you feel, or is Mitchell Road over the top of the other one?
Both different style of horses. I'd probably tip more towards Lacura because of the barrier.
Right.
Because I think Mitchell Road might have to do a bit too much work early.
Yep.
But is one thing about Mitchell Road, he doesn't know how to give in.
No, exactly. You've got a couple of others in. She Excites and a couple back in the maiden over the 1400 race too. Hagar. And She's Excites. Tell us what your thoughts are back in that race.
Yeah, they're both nice horses. Hagar's been a bit of a hard horse to get a gauge on. Probably preferred if it was wet. She'd grow a leg in the wet. But, you know, finally drew a gate with Matty Carl on, so I expect her to race well.
Okay. I've got to ask you about tomorrow, too. High opinion for Matty Cale in the Cup. Drawn wide here. I guess we'll wait and see what pattern sort of brings if they're coming from back or that sort of thing by tomorrow. But how do you see the Cup runner?
Yeah, look, there seems to be a bit of speed in the Cup, which is great, so he'll be able to tick along. Probably a wide gate's not such a big bad thing for him, because then he can make a decision whether he slots in or he goes back.
Yep.
Where if you could draw an inside gate, you're always sort of can be trapped where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got good numbers tomorrow. You got probably more than half a dozen there, so you've really you've lined up the carnival, Chris, haven't you?
Yeah, like last year I only had a handful go around. Just ones that I thought could be competitive over the carnival, and this time around I've done pretty much the same, just got a bit extra numbers.
Imperious. Gee, I've got to get these names right. Imperious. Gee, it's a horse flying for you at the minute.
Yeah, well, he probably should be. He's quite well bred. He's a half brother to Noidart. But he's been ultra consistent. He's gone back to the paddock for a spell.
Okay.
He'll come back better next time. I think we'll get a mile out of him, if not further, next time.
He's a promising horse. He ran at Canberra, I think, last time, didn't he?
Yeah, went real. Fell out of the gates.
Of the 2 days, today and tomorrow, give us two that our listeners should be following for Chris Haywood.
Look, tomorrow I'd probably say a little horse in the class 112 called Delivered.
Okay.
He's a horse on the way up. He's got a bright future, that little horse. And probably the one in the last, the lucky last tomorrow. Not too sure.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to give our listeners some numbers. This is tomorrow for Wagga. Not too sure is race 8, number 6. And the other one was
Race 2, number 9,
Delivered.
Yep.
Race 2, number 9. So they're the two for tomorrow, and we've just got to cross our fingers in the town plate today.
Hope for the best.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks for coming up and joining us. Beautiful day, weather-wise. Going to be a cracker, and we thank you for being a part of our morning.
No worries, Andrew. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Chris Haywood joining us here. Andrew Bloomfield is online. In fact, keep your headset on there, Chris. Andrew Bloomfield is riding for the last time today, riding in the first race, and I'll keep Chris on with me here because he is a local, and Andrew's a local as well. This was a bit of a surprise when Graham White told me yesterday, Andrew.
Yeah, something I've been thinking about for a while, Andrew. So I thought the Cup Carnival was the right time to make the decision.
You got the ride in the first and that's it. I mean, has it been in your mind? It's not a rash decision. It's something you've been thinking about?
No, yeah, it wasn't a rash decision. Yeah, it's been in my mind for a while, Andrew. So I've been thinking about it. Yeah, as I said, this seemed like the right time to finish off the career at the Carnival.
So it hasn't been falls or that sort of stuff. It's just been something you've been thinking about. You've ridden more than 900 winners, Andrew. How many years have you been riding?
22 years, yep.
Gee, it would have been... you must have started when you were about 13, did you?
No, I started when I was 17, so yeah, I'm nearly 40 now, so...
Yeah. Life's about to begin, mate. I've got Chris Haywood with me. Chris... I want to embarrass Andrew and do that as his last ride in the first race today. Andrew lives here and obviously you know him really well.
Yeah, no, Blues quite well. Old mate.
He won't be the same to see Bloomfield come out and ride track work or ride in races.
No, I'll certainly miss him. Don't worry about that. But, you know, he's done a great job over the years, Blooms. It's been good to be mates and watch him do what he's done.
Yeah, and you've sort of grown up in this area. You would have known him probably all your time too.
No, not really. I didn't grow up so much in this area, but okay. I've known Bloom for a hell of a long time. He's ridden a lot of horses for me as well. So
where did you grow up?
Harden.
Did you?
Yep.
Okay. I had you based here.
No.
Harden. Andrew, what's been the best horses you've ridden?
Early on, Lock the Key was a good horse to me, trained by Gary Calvin. I won a City handicap on him. He was a good horse. But Wayne had a horse, Exclusive Halo, could have been a nice horse. Gerald Ryan had him early, then he broke down and we got him. He won a Town Plate prelude and broke down the town plate. So he was a very nice horse.
What was the name of it, Andrew?
Exclusive Halo.
Exclusive Halo. Righto. Okay. At least, I guess, for connections, he won the Town Plate prelude.
Yeah, that was it, you know, it was excitement day for them when he won that. And going into Town Plate, you know, it was a good day up till he broke down, so yeah. It was a bit of a sad day for everyone then. But he was a nice horse, could have been a real nice horse around our area, but he had a lot of problems.
Are you going to win the first?
Oh, I'd like to go out in a fairy tale, but, you know, it's probably an each-way chance at best, Andrew. I led him up the other day and got tired first run back from a spell. Hopefully can improve a bit from the run and be there in the finish.
Brahma Geary here, race 1, number 9. Andrew, we'll see you out here later. Good luck, mate. I hope that what is the future now you're about to turn 40?
Oh, me and my wife are just taking over a takeaway shop, so we'll run that.
Hang on. I can see weight being put on very quickly here, Andrew.
Yeah, I can be one of them old ex-jockeys, I think, with a big, big fat belly. So.
No, well, you enjoy life, mate. It's been great to have you on this morning, and we wish you the best as finale today in the first race.
No. worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Bloomfield. Chris, thanks for sticking around there. He's been a good jock in the area. Let's hope the takeaway business goes off a treat.
Yeah, I think it will. You'll have no problems.
Good on you. Thanks, Chris. Chris Haywood joining us there. Paul Murray. The name Murray is synonymous. Local paper has got special tributes this morning and comments that Paul has made about his father, Bede, who loved coming to this one as well as Albury. And sadly, as we know, Bede will be watching over the top of us today, Paul. He always loved coming to Wagga.
Yes, he did, Andrew. He always loved it. He couldn't wait from year to year to get back here.
Yeah, exactly. How many have you brought down, Paul?
13.
13?
Yeah.
Gee, you would have had a double float, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we got two full truckloads.
Gee, and your dad loved to do that too.
He did, and the last few years we mainly only bought the one truck, but seeing he's not here this year, we thought we'd fill it up for him and get as many as we could out here.
Well, you've got five of them running today, two in the Wagga Town Plate, Sure and Fast and Count De Crona. Sure and Fast, certainly. Well, I got it right. He's the main pick of the two?
I think so, Andrew. The other horse, he does go good, but he's probably just not seasoned enough yet to take on these open company horses yet, but I think he'll still run very well.
What about Sure and Fast? You've drawn a nice alley. You've sort of... You missed the autumn. Take us through that, or have you always aimed towards this?
Oh, well, he bled his last start
right
in Sydney, and yep. He had to have his 3 months that they got to do, and yep. We've just brought him along slowly, and his main aim, Dad, we wanted to go to the Stradbroke with him, so we've just brought him along slow, and we thought this would be a nice stepping stone today to, on our way to the Queensland Carnival.
I presume he's had a couple of quiet jump outs at Kembla?
No, he hasn't.
No?
He ain't galloped once in front of the stewards to get him passed again. And then he had a couple of track gallops between races with Better Not Blue.
Yep.
And we're quite happy the way he's come along.
So you've kept him quite fresh for the 1,200 first up then?
Yes, kept him pretty fresh, but when you see him in the yard, you'll see he has done plenty of work.
So you put him right in this race, and he's going to get a nice run from this draw, you'd feel, too, for Ty Anglin.
Yeah, he should be from the barrier, Andrew. He should be running about, fourth or fifth, just in behind the speed.
Yep. Of the others today, Flash Fibian and Count Fine Snippy in the fourth, and one more Bopper in race five. How do you see them, Paul?
Yeah, one more Bopper. He came out of your last start. We're going to try and get him in the guineas, but they were just a bit slick for him over the shorter course, so he elected to go to the 1600 today from barrier one. He's probably right in the race too. He should be. He usually leads, but he'd probably be running about fourth or fifth just in behind the speed as well from that barrier.
Okay, righto.
And the other two, the 2 2-year-olds, well... Flash Fibian, he usually gets back in his races because he drew a couple of bad barriers, so he's drawn lovely today, so he should be out midfield too. And Can't Find Snippy, she's got a bit of speed, so she'll go forward and she'll be sort of first or second, just in probably the same, but I think Flash Fibian probably finish over the top of her.
Okay. Best hope today?
I'd say Sure and Fast. He's
Sure and
Fast.
Fast
sort of horse. So.
Yeah, he's got the class.
Yeah.
Mate, I'll get you back on tomorrow. I'll do it day by day because obviously you've got a lot of runners tomorrow. I'll see you out here later, mate. Looking forward to it.
Okay, Andrew. Thank you.
Good
very
on
much.
You, Paul. Paul Murray joining us there. Let's go to Paul Jones with Barb Joseph. Have got a lot of runners today here at Wagga. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew, and your listeners.
And on the way by listening to you in either a float or a car, but looking forward to seeing Just a Blur, the mare, line up towards this race, the Wagga Town Plate. How's she come out of those runs back in March?
She's come up, she's freshened up really nice heading into the race. She's on a similar profile how we took her into the National Sprint at Canberra, where she ran an almighty race from being three and four deep a lot of the way. She's heading into this race on a similar profile, and I'm really happy with her.
How do you normally ride her, given where you've drawn today, I guess, is what I'm asking from out there wide?
In the shorter distances, she seems to have developed a pattern of coming from the back. just purely mainly due to the amount of pace in the racing.
Yep.
As a, this is a step up to the 14 in the mile, you know, she can race a bit more handy. We haven't got any favours with the gates out of 15. I'd imagine she'd be in the back half of the field, and there seems to be a lot of good pace on paper, so I think she'll get a chance to run on.
Looking at it, as you've well explained there, going into the national sprint, the horse ran home really strongly that day behind Cosmic Cube. And if you've set the same form lines and the same preparations, everything's gone to plan with Just a Blur into the Wagga Town Plate. I won't go through all the others, Paul, because I know you're driving, but anything in mind our listeners should be jotting down for today?
I think Just a Blur's my best, and I think Loyal Toast is going really well. He's actually a full brother too in to Chris Hayward, just talking about Imperius.
He's
a couple of horses we've both picked up from the Darley dispersal sale. He's taken a little while to actually find his feet. Now he's stepping up the ground. He's up on the ground. He's now maintaining his sprint at the end of that. And singled out was Luckless in the highway race Saturday before last in the 1500 metre race, where Brendan rode for a little bit of luck and got absolutely none, and he just said put a line through that race, and she'll be choosing the mile with more good pace again, and she'll be running on strong than that.
Well, Loyal Toast was good the other day. In fact, the last couple of runs here at Wagga have been pretty encouraging for a race like this today. So there, race 3, number 9, and singled out is race 6, number 14. Safe travels, mate. We'll see you here when you get here.
See you soon, mate.
Good on you. Paul Jones joining us there on the way here to Wagga. Scott Sandbrook is back with us to wrap it up, the club CEO for the Murrumbidgee Turf Club. Scott, looking forward to this today, the Wagga Town Plate, but I just wanted to get you back on re tomorrow. Take us through. You mentioned looking for, obviously, a very healthy crowd, but there's just so much beautiful green grass out the front that if the local area, if you're listening through your local FM, if you haven't been to a cup day, come and enjoy it, because there's just a beautiful setting here.
It's a wonderful setting. It really will be the place to be on Friday. Not only got some great racing action, but fashions on the field is tremendous. We have a band playing throughout the afternoon. We've just got a lot of things to keep people entertained. Obviously, the racing will take centre stage with the $150,000 cup, but there's plenty of other things on offer as well.
Now, the girls will dress up for sure. You've got it all set up down here for the couple of days, but they've got to register on cup day by 1 p.m. So make sure you get here and register, ladies, by that time.
That's right. You can register on the day, so you just turn up and put your name in, and the more the merrier. So we always get big fields on the track, but even bigger ones for fashions on the field, and we expect that to be no exception tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. It's a beautiful setting here from where we are doing it up in the grandstand, looking down over the track. Mark Hart, I know, looks after the track and the facilities, and again, they're looking just fantastic.
Yeah, Mark is one of the best in the business. He's got a great team working with him, takes great pride in what he does, and the track gets looked after better than some children do in Wagga. He's very meticulous with what he does.
Has he slept here overnight?
He didn't sleep here overnight, not like country championship night, but he probably, I'd say, dreamt about the course all night. So he's here bright and early. He's always here till late as well. So I'm sure the track will be a credit to him. Terrific setting. We've got 56 hectares here, sort of nearly in the heart of Wagga. So we're extremely lucky to have the facilities that we do.
Yeah, let's hope so. Hawks Racing haven't made a final decision, but at this stage, they're leaning towards bringing Messine down here for the Wagga Cup. I guess we'll get some news on that later in the day, given that they've got to get the horse on a float and get here. But that's what Michael has told me just prior to nine, that they're leaning towards here. Are you happy with the cup lineup for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the cup lineup is as strong as it's been for a long time. Obviously, we'd love to have Messine here, so we really do hope he comes this way. But for Chris Wall to have a couple of runners, James coming to have a great chance. Also, it's great to see Peter Roble bring a horse back here. He's ridden a Wagga Cup winner. Wouldn't it be a great effort if he could train one as well?
Yeah, fantastic effort for sure. All right, so that's tomorrow. We've got our Wagga Town Plate today. We've got a horse that He's trying to win his third town plate. We've got just story after story with the Wagga town plate, and then rolls into tomorrow. Looking forward to it all unfolding. Scott, we'll be back here tomorrow, mate. Thanks for your time.
That's wonderful. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Scott. Scott Sandbrook, the CEO of the Murrumbidgee Turf Club. Just going through briefly, Saturday's racing at the Gold Coast. That track has gone to a soft six this morning. A couple of horses got out wide on the course proper, and everything's gone to plan. So a Gold Coast has improved to a soft six. Fine weather for the next couple of days. Volk Stock and Barrel got onto a grass track this morning at Doomben. They'd been restricted all week, but it galloped on the grass. And Donna Logan said that while it worked up good, it did have a good blow, and it was a pity we didn't get the gallop on Tuesday for Volk Stock and Barrel heading towards that race on Saturday. Rose Hill back in Sydney, Lord Mayor's Cup Day there. I just want to give you the update here on track and the scratching situation for this program. And you wouldn't believe it, my master little computer here has gone into slow-mo, so I might not be able to do that given the Tab Talk is coming up. Here it is. Rose Hill is a good three. Fine weather back in Sydney, the rails at 3 metres. So a good three for Rose Hill. And at this stage, we've got raining out of the feature running here, of course. Race 7, number 13 from Rose Hill on Saturday.